Now, we don't know if that man who died without believing in Jesus, we don't know if his relationship was restored. Now, someone might say, yeah, but Father Justin, wouldn't God the Father offer that man forgiveness? Yes. Yes, he would. Just like in the story of the prodigal son, when the prodigal son insults his father, breaks a relationship, and runs away, does the father offer him forgiveness? Yeah. Is their relationship restored? No. No. The relationship is not restored until the son chooses to go home and receive the father's forgiveness. There's a difference between being offered forgiveness and receiving it and going home. Now, one thing we need to know when we're talking about all this, a very important principle is, we're not talking about us versus them. Do you get that? We're not talking about Christian versus non-Christian. We're all human, we're all sinners. And the same rules, the same realities apply to all of us. If we're Christian, that means we've received the gift. That's the great gift. And if we receive this gift, wow, we should share it with other people. So if people don't explicitly receive the gift, they don't explicitly know and love Jesus, can they still be saved? Now, Vatican Council II explains it this way. This is a technical, very dense theological sentence, but we're going to break it down. It says, those also can attain to salvation who through no fault of their own do not know the gospel of Christ or his church, yet sincerely seek God and move by grace, strive by their deeds to do his will as it is known to them through the dictates of conscience. So let's break this down. The church is saying it is possible for those who don't explicitly receive Jesus to be saved. But the church is not saying whether it's likely or not. They're not going there. It's saying it's possible. We do not know who is saved, even for Christians. So in baptism, we receive this great gift. We receive the pledge of salvation. It's a pledge. But we all know you can throw that pledge away. You commit one mortal sin. You break that relationship on purpose with God. You throw the pledge away. That's why it's so important that we go back to confession to rebuild that relationship. So whenever someone dies, Catholic, priest, our hope is that they at least go to purgatory, and we pray for them. Jesus teaches this. This is one of the hardest sayings of Jesus, one of the most ignored teachings of Jesus, but it's beautiful, and it's the truth. He says, enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Let's look at that carefully. The road to hell, the road away from the Father and away from his home is what? It's wide and it is, and it's easy. And how many people take it? Many. But the road to heaven, the road back to the Father, back to his home is what? And how many people take it? So we go back to the text from Vatican Council II, which says, through no fault of their own. And this is a very important point, because if we do reject Jesus, it's possible that it could be our fault. It's possible that I could just say, you know what? Look, I'm busy. I don't need this stuff in my life right now. So it could be our fault. And it continues by saying, they can be saved if they sincerely seek God. I hope people do this. And I've met people who do this, and it's so beautiful. They're searching for truth. They're searching for what is it really? They're looking for God. But I also know there are a lot of people who aren't sincerely seeking for God, because I wasn't always seeking for God. And even when I found him, I would still run away from him. Lastly, the text says, who strive to do his will as it is known to them through the dictates of conscience. Do people obey their conscience? I don't know. I didn't. And sometimes I still disobey my conscience. And that's why I need the Catholic Church to tell me to follow Jesus' teachings. I need the Catholic Church to give me confession, because I still don't always obey my conscience. Now, some people would object, but Father Justin, some people don't know the Father, so they have nothing to reject. They've never met him, so they can't actually reject something they've never known. On the contrary, they can. Because God speaks to us through our conscience. Whenever we disobey our conscience, we disobey God. When we reject our conscience, we reject God. And vice versa, if we are all capable of searching for the truth, searching for more goodness, we're therefore morally bound to always do that. That's part of the gift of our conscience. So yes, it is possible that some people can be saved without explicitly knowing and loving Jesus, provided it's not their fault, provided they sincerely seek God, and provided that moved by grace, they strive by their deeds to do his will as it is known to them through the conscience. And you know those three conditions? They apply to all of us, right? Just as equally. God the Father is waiting for everyone to come home, but let us not be naive, and let's not think that everyone's sincerely looking for God and they just haven't found him. The Vatican Council II also says, but men, deceived by the evil one, have become vain in their reasonings and have exchanged the truth of God for a lie, serving the creature rather than the creator. So it's reasonable to think that if people are saved who never knew and loved Jesus, those are the people who, had they known about Jesus and had they known about baptism, they would have embraced it. Now today, let's do four things to follow Jesus' teachings. Number one, let's not think about individual people, whether or not they go to heaven. It's a complete waste of time to worry about it. We just don't know. We entrust everyone to God's mercy, and we pray for everyone who's died. Number two, we have to spend more time praying for the salvation of the world, because everyone is separated from God, and we have to pray that everyone's reconciled. So just like we started last week, the cards are in your pews, where you can write down the names of your loved ones. Hey, you can even write down my name. I'd appreciate that. So write down the names of people you know and love that know God, but especially pray for people who don't know God, who might be far away from him or have run away from home. You write them on the cards, fold them, put them in the collection basket. We'll put them again underneath the altar. Number three, seek God today. Typically what we do is we complicate everything. Well, this thing is so complicated, I don't know, blah. Just do God's will today. All of us are bound to do God's will today. Just do what you know to be right. And number four, Jesus went looking for people, and so should we. So not in a pushy way, don't be aggressive, that is not right, in a loving way. Reach out to people. Talk to them about their deepest desires. Talk to them about their frustrations. Talk to them about their longings. Remember, 46% of Canadians want a closer relationship with God. And they'd be waiting. If a good person who loves them invites them, they might receive the invitation. By the way, Alpha is perfect for this. We're now starting our second week of Alpha. And you can just actually invite a friend. And you can join this week if you like. Just show up and get free food. And in 3 weeks, we've got Easter. So we want to think about, is there anyone I can invite to Easter Mass? Maybe some of my Catholic family, friends. Think about inviting them in time for Easter. It says in the gospel, after the younger son makes his decision to go home and starts a journey, while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. If the father sees the son while he's still far off, what does that mean? It means the father was looking for the son, and he's waiting for the son to come home. And that's how God the Father is with us. He's waiting for us to come home. And when we come home, he hugs us and kisses us, and he starts this big celebration. God the Father is so good. He wants everyone to be saved. We don't know if everyone will be saved, because it's not about being a good person. It's about being with the Father.